Next case.
Case number 13070, John Caudill seeks variances from the side yard setback requirements for existing structures. Section 115-183, 115-185, and 115-42 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located southeast of Laws Point Road and north of Swan Drive. The 911 address is 37000 Laws Point Road in Selbyville. The zoning district is GR. Tax map is District 533, map 12.16, parcel 293. The applicant is seeking a 2-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing deck, a 1.8-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for an HVAC, and a 3.4-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard for an existing HVAC. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is James Churchman. I'm here representing the applicant. I have the Caudills sitting here next to me. Just a quick moment. I understand I did put in the application just the 2-foot. Will those other variances be requested as required as well? As my understanding, it was only 2 feet for the proposed deck, not the HVAC.
After reviewing the survey, we included it to be on the safe side. The HVAC that's there on the deck shows it's only 3.2 and it has to be 5.
All right, well, that's certainly good to know.
And along with the existing one in the front, I think we just included it to make sure it was going to be covered.
Thank you.
Yep.
So I'm going to give a bit of brief history about the property itself and the applicant, and then I'll run through the criteria in a few similar cases. As property, it's in Swan Keys. As the board is aware, there's been a number of variances in Swan Keys first prior to 2019 changes to the setback requirements and still continuing forward. This property was purchased by the applicants back in 2016. The lot itself was purchased originally by John Cox, and they built the house in 2010. That was prior to when there was still the 10-foot setback requirements, and a variance was obtained for the house itself. That was hearing note 10573. That included setback requirements for both of the side yards, just for the property, for the house itself. I've included the findings of fact in Exhibit C in the application. And a bit of history on why are we here today. The applicant, during the COVID pandemic, hired a contractor. I've included the permit in, I believe it's in Exhibit B, for a deck. They ran through zoning, and from the applicant's understanding, the deck was supposed to be compliant with all required setback. Lo and behold, the deck was built, and it was out of compliance with the variance. The contractor been unable to reach him, and here we are today with a deck that is out of compliance with setback requirements and a property that has an issue if they ever want to sell it, which may be in the future. Now, do you have any questions about the history before I run through the criteria? Alrighty, running through the criteria here, the property itself is unique. The home was built closer to the north side of the lot, leaving only about 5.1 feet between the home and the lot line. This non-central location creates a very narrow side yard, which impedes reasonable improvements. Again, but this issue is obviously for an already proposed structure, or for an already existing structure. The property itself cannot already be developed. The deck at issue is already constructed due to the error I discussed. The only other option here is to basically destroy the deck at a substantial cost to the applicant and redo it. It was not created by the applicant. As far as the applicant was aware, the deck was in compliance, and the permit shows that it should have been in compliance as well. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As I spoke about previously, Swan Keys has numerous variances due to the small lots in this area, as well as the non-central location of the house itself is pretty consistent throughout the community as well. It seems like those issues occur a lot. The minimum variance, the variance of 2 feet, as well as the other variances Ms. Norwood spoke about, are the minimum required variances that would put the already existing structure into compliance. It's not any more requested beyond what is already existing. Moving beyond that, unless there are any questions on the criteria? All right, so I've got a number of similar cases here. Specifically, I gave, since there are a large number of cases to draw from, I pulled from cases that are only after 2019 and are specifically on this road itself, to give the most similarity to the current situation. Starting from the earliest one, back in October 18th, 2021, case number 12592, Shirley Rozanski, that is at 3702 Laws Point. There was a 2.9-foot variance request for on the side yard setback on the north side for a proposed HVAC. As you can see, this is a common situation for properties in Swan Keys. In that case, the issue was, again, a situation where the applicant relied on a contractor, and I believe there was some issue with the structure being built out of compliance, and then a variance was needed. And that was approved, that 2.9 feet. Next one is in 2022, June 27th, that is case 12708, Charles Van Eulen. I apologize for butchering the last names here. Pronunciation is not my forte. That is 36945 Laws Point. That was for a pre-existing situation. There was a 0.6-foot variance request from a from the setback requirement for, again, an HVAC. That was with a Clayton home, I believe. Moving on then to December 12th of 2022, that is case 1276, Gordon and Lynn Eminizer, that is 36990 Laws Point. That was again for a pre-existing condition. There was a 3.4 foot variance requested from the 5-foot setback requirement on the southwest side for an already existing shed. The applicant was unaware that the shed was not in compliance in that situation. The last and final case would be August 7th, 2023, that is case number 1283, Mr. Randy Winters, 37007 Laws Point. Mr. Winters required a variance of 4.3 feet and 4.2 feet for a proposed porch and steps that I presented back in 2023 for the applicant and was approved. In conclusion, the applicant meets all the criteria for a variance in this application. The issue with the setback was not due to their wrongdoing. It was an unfortunate accident, we're going to call it, and we are here today to right that wrong. As I said before, Swan Keys has a tendency to run into these issues a lot, but this property itself is unique due to the small size, the location of the home itself, and the issue was not created by the applicant as they were unaware. If there are no questions, I can bring up the applicant.
So they're not adding anything, they're just trying to get what they have there in compliance?
That is correct.
Okay. So they can sell it or what have you down the road?
Exactly.
Okay.
Counselor, who signed for the permit for the deck to be built?
Yes, I believe it was, I want to say Winterling LLC. I don't know if the name of the contractor was on there. We've been unable to reach them. I'm not even sure if it's in business.
Okay, so my question was, did your client sign for the permit or did the contractor?
I can have them answer that. I do not know and they come up.
Sure, you can come up, sir.
All right, just have you here.
Sure, John Cottle, 37,000 Laws Point Road, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Do you swear to or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, told?
Yeah, I do. The contractor signed for the permit. I signed nothing. Again, it was during COVID and we were back and forth and there was a few things that were done differently than had I been able to be around, because
right.
It was our second house at the time. So, yeah, this caught us by surprise.
Mr. Cuddell, do you remember the contractor's name?
Yeah, it's Winterling, Mark Winterling.
You would be surprised how many of those we get.
Yeah, And it was a bad time with COVID and trying to get down here. And again, it's, and contractors here are hard to get a hold of anyhow.
So timeline, you bought the property in 2016 or the house was built in 2016?
Bought the property in 2016.
Okay, and around COVID, you decided to put an extension?
Right, we had a sunroom. We had, it was a screened in porch. We had that made into a four season room and then a deck put off the back of it.
Hire a contractor to do that?
Yes.
Expecting they're gonna do the right thing. And then how was this caught?
This was caught after the fact when we were looking, we were gonna go get at one point we were looking about 6 months ago to put an addition going up. And that's when it came to light that, because we had to get a resurvey for that. And the surveyor said, you are not compliant. And then we looked it up and saw we're not compliant. Now, since then, we're not gonna build up because that cost is just
way too high. Question, if you were gonna build up.
No, we're probably gonna sell and build another house in that development. So we, to get to sell, I know we have to have be in compliance.
You're trying to get this squared up.
Correct.
All the questions I have for now, thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
Is there a reason why the mini split couldn't be moved over, or is there some interior wiring there that would make that difficult to do?
Yes. Because of where the wiring is, we would have to, I guess, put a electrical box there and then move it over, and then all the lines for the mini split, if you're talking about moving it further away, they would have to be all rerun.
Ms. Norwood, I know you had mentioned there was a variance of, I think you said 3.4 feet, I think is what you had said, for the existing HVAC.
Yeah, that was for the one at the front of the home.
Now, my notes indicate that they got a variance in 2010 for the HVAC of 8.3 feet when it was a 10-foot side yard. So I don't think we need one for that.
I don't think we do either, but I threw it on there just in.
All right. I just want to make sure that we're just so the focus here is simply on the deck and
the
that
deck
HVAC.
And the, mini split.
Mm-hmm. The rear HVAC, I should say. Have you had any complaints about this?
No. The property, we've done nothing but make it look better and, you know,
why was this needed? Why did you have that? Why did you construct what you constructed there?
Oh, the deck? I wanted a deck to sit that went right off the sunroom. And
it looks like your sunroom is not as wide as the house, is that right?
Correct.
So you wanted to have something kind of envelop around it?
Right. And on both sides, we went around. But of course, the other side, it's, the house sets back on the other side, so we don't encroach onto the setback on the other side. So to make it look symmetrical and to set the mini split system on the same deck, I mean, it's the same structure.
So that saves a little bit of the encroachment because it's on that structure, not going out further.
Correct.
Now, your attorney, Mr. Churchman, made some statements. Do you believe those to be true and correct?
Yes.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, it does.
Thank you. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 13070 for Mr. John Cottle and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve case number 13070 for Mr. John Cottle. I don't believe the exceptional practical difficulty was created by the applicant, that the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and that the variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
I would second that, but I'd like to add, if Mr. Caudill could forward the information for Mr. Winterling, so we could send him a letter just to know that there are rules we need to follow by for the county.
I agree.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye.
And aye, too. So a vote of 3-0, sir, your case is approved.